We're going to continue to talk a little Class 1A District 2 football. Is joining us right now is Eric McCullough, the head football coach with the ESAC Raiders. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Good. You too, Jeff. That's what we were just talking off the radio. It's been a year, but sometimes it goes so fast. It's kind of crazy to think about where we haven't talked for about a year. So it's always good to kind of get started with you and kind of get the season rolling.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I know I see you some throughout the summer with you being the AD and throughout the rest of the year. I don't bother you much in the spring because I know when you're at a track meet, you're swamped. But, it's amazing how fast it goes before we get this chance, to kind of talk and take a look at the team. Last year, you guys had a lot of seniors, but you've got some really talented and key guys coming back. And the nice thing, a lot of those guys coming back are the guys up front, which is where a lot of times things kind of start.
Yeah, Jeff, that's kind of been the strength, I think, from camp in the beginning of the week. A lot of our strength or leadership, I guess you want to look at, has been our front, and they've done a good job of leading. And we have a good group of juniors. We have four seniors. And they were all contributed last year, in starting different positions and playing. So having them come back, and then our juniors that have a lot of playing time also. So getting them to fit back together. And, we haven't changed a whole lot from last year. So it's just kind of getting everybody back in the groove of things. And we've had a good camp so far.
Who's kind of grabbed that leadership role up front for you?
I think it's been a mixture of guys, but Kate Snyder and Seth Donaldson are two seniors, and Mike Manns are our third senior in the line up front. But then you throw in, Cal McCullough and Brooks Ludwig did a great job. And we have a couple other juniors that are kind of filling in. A new one to the field with Carter Rudd is doing a nice job with the line, and some big bodies now. The last couple of years we've really struggled with having some decent size up front. So having these guys this year it has been good to see, and hopefully we can keep them healthy throughout the year, and they can make some holes and do some protection up front. We can make some things happen.
Sounds like you've been able to build a little depth with guys kind of battling for spots.
That's what's kind of nice too, I guess, in our upperclassmen with some of those guys up front is it has been, some challenges. So not anyone has a guarantee at a spot, I guess you could say. They've had to really work and do some things. All the way through, and Tyler Renzi's been doing a great job also, trying to fill in here and there and challenge guys. So it's been fun to see those guys work.
Coach, skill position wise, you lost some of the top guys that put up numbers for you a year ago. Who starts to slide into those spots?
Well, I think it's going to be a mixture of a couple different kind of kids. We are keeping our offense the same, which was new to us last year when we kind of went to that spread. So we had a lot of learning to do. But the kids coming back, I think, Carson Schmidt and Ryan Peterson have the most experience coming back with their positions in the spread. But we've kind of asked a couple of them to kind of change positions a little bit and fill in some maybe more of a slot than a split or in the tailback type position. And Gabe King and Dawson Allen, Zach Jacobson, having him back out now. Weston Julin is doing a good job with the quarterback stuff. So we've had a lot of those guys, and then Reef Langford and Colson Keys working at some of the tight end spots. We have them wide or down tight next to the tackle. So those guys have been really working hard to earn their spot and getting a chance to show what they can do. And we have a few freshmen and sophomores that will get some opportunities throughout the year also.
Coach, I know a lot of times when people think of a spread, they think of slinging it all over the place. Is this going to be a team that wants to throw, or do you feel like with what you got coming back for running backs and that offensive line that the run game will still be a huge factor?
Well, I think in you know, basic football around here and high school football around here, you still want to be able to run the ball, be able to throw it once in a while, you know, to just stretch your defense and maybe keep the defenses from packing the box. So you want to be able to throw the ball. But I guess our philosophy has always been we want to try and run it. If it's outside, inside, you know, we want to try and disguise things a little bit and use a lot of different maybe motions or option type looks. So just a lot of things our kids have had to work at. To get the little details, the small details down to make things kind of run right.
Defense has been a really big strength for this team the last several years. What's the defense look like?
You know, I think our defense coming back, bringing Gabe and Carson are, you know, were leading tacklers for us last year. So having them back is a big deal for the leadership up front. And again, some of those guys I listed for our offensive front are going to be the same guys that are going to help us on the defensive side. You know, Seth Donaldson and Kate Snyder have a lot of experience, and Mike Manzer playing on the defensive side. Cal McCullough didn't play a lot on the defensive side, just kind of played him one way last year. And so he'll get a chance to play a little bit of that this year also. And then you throw in just a couple other guys with Carter Rudd and Tyler Renzi again. So it gives us a few guys to kind of rotate here and there and maybe get some different packages on down and distance type stuff. And then the linebackers, again, Gabe and Dawson are two returning starters for us. So we're still kind of got a few guys kind of battling out to see who's going to kind of be those other starters and that linebacker, if it's possibly Colson Keys or Brooks Ludwig, Reef Langford. All those guys in that junior senior class are working real hard. And our defensive backfield, we have a few spots we got to fill in with our losses with, you know, Jack and Asher last year were multiple year starters for our defensive back. So, but having Carson Schmidt back there is gonna help a ton. But then we'll throw in, you know, some kids between Weston and Ryan Peterson coming back. He played corner for us all last year. But Carter Pop might have a chance at playing some of Zach Jacobson. And, you know, we might look at some freshmen and other sophomores and stuff that could fill in and maybe get a little playing time the defensive back. But I think bringing back the experience in our front six or seven is what's going to really help our defense.
Biggest concerns for you coming into the season?
Just we're going to be possibly young at some of our skill positions, you know. But probably the biggest concern is just a small roster. You know, we're looking at maybe 30, 31 kids out between our juniors and seniors. I think we have 14, 15 kids. After that, you know, it drops to, I think we have four sophomores and the rest are freshmen. So injury-wise is definitely a big thing for a concern. We got to make sure we stay healthy, and that's why it's important. We've done a lot more conditioning and maybe not as much contact to the ground here this next week just to keep our kids fresh. And then not banged up when the season kind of comes around. And, you know, if we keep kids kind of healthy through the first couple of weeks and before we get into district play, that'll be a big thing for us.
New district for you this year, Class 1A District 2. Besides you guys, it'll be Emmitsburg, Manson, Northwest Webster, Pocahontas area, South Central Calhoun, and South Hamilton. I know in the past you've faced almost all of those teams at one time or another. What do you think of the district, and where do you see you guys fitting in?
You know, Jeff, I think our district is pretty pretty even, I guess, through. It will definitely be some teams, I think, that'll play the top. Emmitsburg just, you know, has a great set of athletes right now coming through. So I kind of think they'll be at the top, but you throw South Central, South Hamilton. I mean, South Hamilton, we've never really played against. We've never played football since I've been coaching against South Hamilton. So they're kind of a new one, but sounds like they have some kids coming back too. So won't know much about them until we get into the season. South Central is always going to be a strong program, and Coach Case does a great job with the kids they have out there. So I think they could vie for it. Pocahontas, you know, is down similar to us, I think, last year, but they played a lot of freshmen last year. So those kids are going to come back as sophomores and with some experience. So they'll be a tough game. Manton, will be interested to see what they come out with because they graduated a lot of seniors last year. And we played against their JV, but not our JV. I mean, we were mostly freshmen, and they had a little bit mixture of juniors and sophomores. So having those kids, you know, get to the varsity level and our varsity level. So I'll be interesting when that game comes up, and that's our first opening district game. So, and then you throw in our non-district with Ike and Manning is always a pretty good game. They always seem to catch us at the end somehow. And then Alta Aurelia, it's been several years since we played them. So that will be kind of a new matchup. And then Maple Valley, Antonoto, Charter Oak Ute, We played them in years past, but they have a new coach and a kind of a new system. So that'll be a tough matchup for us also.
Well, Coach, as always, we look forward to talking to you each and every week throughout the season. Appreciate you joining us here to preview the upcoming season, and looking forward to catching up with you again here soon. Best of luck.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you, and you guys at Carroll Broadcasting do a great job of representing our kids, and we appreciate everything you guys do for us. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach again, Eric McCullough with the ESAC Raiders. We're back with more of the Football Coaches Preview Show here on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network.